Good morning, Tamid, I'm a good nerve of Chanukah. We should be zeiche to lechtig in Chanukah. Chazal tell us that come to Yom Tov Chanukah, mizich mchazik in Torah, mizich mchazik in the Eura Torah, mizich mchazik in Yana Kedusha, mizich mchazik in all areas to become closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The question is, why did the Yidden have to go through the Nisayan of the Yevanim, the Nisayan of the Muhammad? Why did they have to go through such difficult times to find the Pach Shemen, the war? Why was that important? What did Klal Yisrael do wrong that they had to go through it? And before something happens in this world, Chazal tell us that there's a Malach in Shamayim that says, yes, this Gezerah has to happen to Klal Yisrael, and they will be inflicted with a challenge, they'll be inflicted with the Gezerah. So if that's the case, why did Klal Yisrael have to go through the Yevanim, the war with the Yevanim, and the pain that the whole Mechama caused? So the Bach tells us in Siman Tov Reish Ayin that the reason why Klal Yisrael had to go through this pain and conflict was because there was an Esrashlus Ba'avoida. Esrashlus Ba'avoida means that they were not doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, the lighting of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, with the same geschmack, with the same zest, with the same labordikait as doing a mitzvah as they used to. It was becoming more of a chore. It was becoming more of a, it's an avoid, it's hard, it's okay, we're going to light the menorah. Sigavar Nabisof HaNachleisik. And the question is, Frickler, Israel Cement and the Sefer Zmanei Sassan, how is it that the Yidden in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they were doing the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash, we're talking about Kehanim, they were so nisim gluyim. How is it that they were misrashlu avoider, that they were becoming lazy when they were doing the avoider? It wasn't done mit a geschmack, mit a varmkeit and a schatches. How is it that even the Kehanim were being misrashlu avoider? So Rabbi Cement brings down the Svarim in a Sefer that during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, Klal Yisrael was going through dark times, very dark times. The Gemara Masechtas Yuma brings down that there were five things in the first Beis HaMikdash that Klal Yisrael was not zeichet to have in the second Beis HaMikdash. And one of them was that the Shechina did not rest in the second Beis HaMikdash. Shechina lo shorsa b'mikdash hasheini. The Shechina was not there. So here you have the Kehanim that are doing the avoid day in, day out, yet there was a star upon them. They did not see the Shechina. They did not feel the reward. They didn't see the Shechina. They saw a hest upon them, and it brought them down. They did not feel as geschmack as it was if they would have seen the Hashoras Shechina. And since there was that hest upon them, they felt misrashal, they felt weak, and they were, okay, we're going to do it, but we're not seeing the reward, we're not feeling the reward. So here you see, if we don't feel the reward, if there's a shtickle hest upon them, that Klal Yisrael could unfortunately fall to the level of misrashlus, that we're not doing the mitzvahs as we should, with the zelbe geschmack, because we're not seeing the reward. So what was the punishment? The punishment was going to be that the Yevanim are going to come, and they're going to wage war against Klal Yisrael. So if you try to see what did the war look like, what did the Yevanim want? What did they want to do to Klal Yisrael in order to get at them, to get them back? So the Mishnayis Masechtas Midah says that there was a mechitza gavoya asara tvachim hanekras soirig lefnim chomis harabayis. In the harabayis there was a mechitza. The name of the mechitza was soirig. It was plies of wood, and that separated from where the Hamoin Am, all the nations of the world, were also able to come and pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yet past that Tzayrug, only Klal Yisrael was able to come. The Hamoin Am, the nations of the world, were not able to go past that Tzayrug. That Tzayrug separated a Yid from all other nations of the world. The Yevanim had a hard time with that. The Yevanim felt that the world should be a melting pot. A melting pot, what is the concept of a melting pot? A melting pot is a society where different types of people blend together as one. They wanted that the entire world, the Yidden, shouldn't be anything different than the Yevanim. They should be one. There's no difference. It doesn't make a difference whether you're this type person, that person, it's all one. The uniqueness of Klal Yisrael is what they wanted to rip out. the avoida, the lighting the menorah, the neiris, the kedusha that it brings is what separates the Yidden from all other nations in the world. And they wanted to show the world, no, the Yevanim and the Yidden are one. They're not unique. They're not different. They don't get any credit for being anything different or being on a higher level. The whole concept of kedusha didn't exist. Everybody's equal. So since Klal Yisrael was in this rational bavoida, they didn't appreciate their uniqueness. They didn't appreciate that they're different, that they're on a pedestal, they're on a higher level. So the Yevanim came to wage war against the Yidden to show, no, you're talking not different. It's all the same. We're all equal. And that's why, because I'll tell us that the Yevanim were Pertzi Yud Gimel Pertzis. They stabbed that wall. They made 13 holes in that wall to show that, no, there shouldn't be a separation between the Yidden and any other nation in the world. Now, if they really want to wage war against Klal Yisrael, against the Yidden, they would have killed them out. But they weren't looking to kill them. They were looking to make a statement. The statement is that everyone is equal. We're a melting pot. Yet Klal Yisrael knows that if that's what the Yevanim wanted to prove to us, that's where we have to be nischazikin. We have to be nischazikin in the area that we are not a melting pot. We are not one nation. We are, the Yidden are one nation. The Yidden don't mix. We don't get involved in what the nations of the world do because we have a Torah that guides us. We have guidelines. We have boundaries that the Torah gives us. The Pasuk in Parshas Mishana tells us, Loisifu ala dover asher nechim mitzaveschem v'loisigru mimenu lishma esmitzvah Hashem. Rashi tells us that it's referring to that the mitzvahs that Hashem gives us is exact, it's detailed. Pay attention to the details. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Lo Sisifu? It means that there's four parshas in the tefillin, don't add a fifth parsha in the tefillin. There's four minim in the lulav, don't add a fifth one. There's four tzitzis, don't add a fifth one. And don't take one away. Don't do three instead of four. The Torah is very, very detailed. And the next pasuk tells us, Anaychem arayas, your eyes saw is Asher Osa Hashem b'Baal Po'er, what Hashem did to Baal Po'er. Ki chalo ish ha-sholach achar Baal Po'er, shmid Hashem destroyed everyone that went to Baal Po'er. So the Zvorim write, what's the connection between those Sisifu al-Adav you shouldn't add or you shouldn't subtract to Baal Po'er? So the Zvorim write that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave exact Torah and exact details, exact separation of what's good and what's not good, what we should do and what we shouldn't do. Everything is very, very detailed. And yes, the details are so, so important. The next pasuk tells us because if we're not careful with the details, we're not careful with the doing exactly the boundary mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, then it's a very slippery slope, it can lead to the Baal Pa'or. The avoid of the Baal Pa'or was a melting pot. However you want to serve the Baal Pa'or, serve the Baal Pa'or. You want to talk to it, talk to it. You want to spit at it, spit at it. You want to scream at it, scream at it. However you want to serve the Baal Pa'or, that's how you serve it. Whatever you want to do, do. No one should tell you what to do. So, the Torah, be very careful. Don't add or subtract anything from the mitzvahs. Because as soon as you start breaking that separation, as soon as you don't appreciate the details of the Yid, the details of the mitzvahs, then it could very quickly lead to Baal Pa'er, where nothing is important. There are no details. You do whatever you want. No one should tell me how to serve the Baal Pa'er. And unfortunately, it brings destruction. When there's no clear boundaries, that brings destruction. What the Yevanim wanted to do is bring a destruction in Klal Yisrael, to lose the chashivas of a mitzvah, to lose the chashivas of who we are as a nation, Klal Yisrael, to take away the boundaries, to take away the details. Details are not important. That's what everyone is equal, everyone is one. That goes neged the Torah. And when it comes Yom Tov Chanukah, when we light the menorah, and we say we are different, it comes with our geschmack. We have to bring back that geschmack. We are so proud to be who we are. We're not hiding our identity. We are proud to be a Yid. We're proud to look like a Yid. We're proud to talk like a Yid. Our levish is a Yid. Our whole going, our whole living, our whole existence is different than the nations of the world because we are unique. And yes, the details of the mitzvahs and the details of the mitzvahs say and loisa say are so important to us that we're not going to confuse anything. We're going to be very clear in what we do so we can appreciate the Yid that we are, that it shouldn't lead to a srashlus chas v'shalom, it shouldn't lead to a fachnachlisikate, it shouldn't lead to a chilul Hashem, that we are all becoming one and there's no difference between the Yid and any other nation in the world. To bring out this point, many years ago, there was a big tzaddik that lived in Williamsburg. His name was the Ratzvot Rebbe. He was called the Ratzvot Rebbe. He was a big tzaddik. I don't know if Bechayev, he was appreciated as much as he should have been, but he was going out on a limb. He was going out on a marocha that every household should have two refrigerators, one for milchiks and one for fleishiks. At the time, we laughed. We laughed. Why do you have to have two refrigerators, one for milk and one for fleishiks? You have one shelf for milchiks, one shelf for fleishiks. It doesn't make a difference. He had this newspaper, it was called Business and Simchas, and there he would advertise in his newspaper that anyone that wants to have two separate refrigerators, he's willing to pay for a new refrigerator. He would give out refrigerators for people to have two refrigerators, one for milchiks and one for fleishiks. And at the time, we felt that that may be an extreme. But Rabbi Yisai, 20 years later, we look at what's happening in the world today. What's happening to our separations? What's happening to the milchiks and the fleishiks? Is it so clear in every house? Well, we grew up, they didn't bag the same product, milchiger product, with a fleishiger product. The milchiger products would go in one bag and the fleishiger products would go in another bag. There was a very clear distinction between the milchiger tablecloth, the milchiger tishtich, or the fleishiger tishtich, the fleishiger tablecloth. You knew you're not going to put down something that's milchigs on a pot of a counter, on a fleishiger counter. You're not going to put down something that's hot and fleishigs on a pot of a counter. You were very careful. It was very detailed. It was separate. It was, every household knew that this belongs here and that belongs there. That's part of setting boundaries. It's part of teaching us, yes, the Torah is detailed. Let's not confuse it. It doesn't make a difference whether it's here or there. Everything in Yiddishkeit makes a difference. 20 years later, after the Ratzvot Rebbe Zecher Tzadik Livracha was screaming that people need to be careful with the bus of a chalav in the houses. How many homes have today that tishtach, that tablecloth that's designated here? Now you don't put anything fleishiks because this tablecloth is milchiks. And here you don't put anything that's milchiks because this tablecloth is fleishiks. Are we so clear in our homes? Are we so careful with these type of things? Because as soon as we start losing that sensitivity, as soon as we start losing those clear boundaries, then unfortunately it could lead to Shmida Hashem Elokecha, because it could lead to Avoy Dezorah to the Baal Pa'er. It could take away the uniqueness of a Yid. It could cause a Srashlus Ba'avoyda. Rabbi Yisai, the time now during Chanukah is to be Mechazik ourselves in the Avoyda. The Rebbe's Chisik Lady knew what he was talking about, that houses should have two refrigerators. I'm not promoting now two refrigerators. Yet what I'm promoting is that clear boundary to be able to appreciate. He had a vita cook. He realized that if I'm not going to talk about separate refrigerators, then the whole concept of bus of a cholov may be forgotten of, which unfortunately today we see in so many houses that they're not so careful. We have to be more careful with the details. The details are important, especially when we're talking about a mitzvah, when we're talking about what separates a yid from all the other nations of the world. So when we light the Chanukah menorah, we take the oil, the halig oil that's pure, that they were not able to be metame. There is no timtum, there's no mixture, it's pure kedusha. Our lives should be filled with kedusha. We should appreciate who we are. We should appreciate that we're unique. We should appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, Asher Bachabonu Mekala, Amen. And if we will appreciate it, then the nations of the world won't come to fight us. Yes, we're different, okay? So they're going to realize, okay, we're different. We don't have to interact with them. We are the HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us, as we said, Asher Bachabonu. We should be zeichet to no more hest upon him. Even though we're still living in hest upon him, we're going to be mechazik ourselves in all in Yoni Kedusha to be zeichet to the real Oyer HaGonus that comes down in Yom Tov Chanukah. It should lighten our galus. It should lighten Klal Yisrael Tzaris. We should be zeichet to a freilich in Chanukah, a lichtig in Chanukah, and a kedushalig in Chanukah, and a fully appreciation to all the details that we do to the mitzvahs. Chazak v'ematz tamidim.